September 6, 1921, as the truths are known, new union with Jesus is formed. Jesus wants to make known what his will did in his humanity in order to constitute the new generations as heirs of his will, and of the effects and the value it contains. I was fusing all of myself in the holy will of my sweet Jesus, and I said to him, "My love, I enter into your will, and here I find all the thoughts of your mind and all those of creatures. I surround your thoughts with my thoughts and with those of all my brothers, and then I unite them together, making them one in order to give you the homage, the adoration, the glory, the love, the reparation of your own intelligence." While I was saying this, my Jesus moved in my interior, and standing up, told me, "Inseparable daughter of my will, how happy I am in hearing repeated what my humanity did in my will. And I kiss your thoughts in mine, your words in mine, your heartbeat in mine." And as he was saying this, he covered all of me with kisses. Then I said to him, "My life, why do you enjoy so much and make feast every time you manifest another effect of your will? And Jesus, you must know that every time I manifest to you one more truth about my will, it is one more bond that I form between you and me, and with the whole human family. It is a greater union. It is a tighter link. It is sharing my inheritances. And as I manifest then I form the deed of donation, and in seeing my children richer and sharing in the inheritance, I feel new contentments and I make feast. It happens to me as to a father who possesses much land, and this land is unknown to his children. They do not know that they are children of a father so rich. Now, as the children come of age, the father keeps telling them day after day that he possesses such and such farm. On hearing this, the children make feast and cling to the father with a greater bond of love. In seeing the feast of the children, the father makes feast and prepares for them another greater surprise, saying to them, 'Such province is mine. And then, such kingdom.' The children are enchanted, and they not only celebrate, but believe themselves fortunate to be the children of this father. And the father not only makes his possessions known to his children, but he constitutes them heirs of his goods. The same happens to me. Up until now I have made known what my humanity did, its virtues, its pains, in order to constitute the human family as heir of the goods of my humanity. Now I want to move forward, and I want to make known to it what my will did in my humanity so as to constitute the new generations as heirs of my will, of the effects and the value it contains. Therefore, be attentive in listening to me, and do not lose anything of the effects and the value of this will of mine, so that you may be the faithful bearer of these goods, the first link of union with my will, and of communication with the other creatures."